Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf. She responds to Olu Nishwas. I'm Yaakov Shom. Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding a Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara right before the end of Perek Shvi, Perek Mishahochazoy, the Gemara tells us when a person says that I'm not going to come till after Shabbos. What does it mean after Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Chad b'Shabbos v'Trei v'Tloso. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are Basar Shabbat. That's after Shabbos. Arba Chamisho Ma'ali Shabbat, Wednesday, Thursday, and after Shabbos, Kami Shabbat, that's considered to be before Shabbos. And this Lashon of the Gemara is the source that what's brought down in the Arizal and discussed a lot in Sefer HaMekubalim, the idea that Shabbos has an aspect that it stands in the middle of the week. Usually we know that Shabbos is the last day of the week. Shabbos is a b'chino of being the last day of the previous week and the preview to the next week. Shabbos is Yom HaShvi, which is Getzah the Mashpia. That's the famous, the known way that our Chaim speaks about in Chumash. But there's another way that Shabbos is the middle of the week. Shabbos is Yom HaShvi or Imid Be'emtza. Heichela Kodesh Be'emtza. As the Maharal also says in Masechet Shabbos Chidush HaGodes, he brings that Shabbos for the week is like the lave of the Adam. The lave, the heart, is in the middle of the body, and Shabbos is in the middle of the week. And it's brought down the Pri Etz Chaim and the Arizal that when a person comes to Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, he starts preparing to the Kedusha of Shabbos. On Wednesday, he gets the Nefesh of Shabbos. On Thursday, he gets the Ruach. On Friday, he gets the Neshama. And that's it, he gets the Shabbos. And then on Sunday, the Neshama leaves. On Monday, the Ruach leaves. And then on Tuesday, the Nefesh leaves. So it goes in and out the level of Kedusha of Shabbos. And we find also the Halacha, that a person can do Avdalah until Tuesday. That's the last day to do Avdalah if a person did not do it on Moritz Shabbos. Because the Kedusha Shabbos continues till then. That's when Shabbos goes till that time. And as the Mekubalim bring, this is really the discussion. The Menorah, we have two opinions how the Menorah looked like. Where was the Ner Ma'arovi? Where was the what we call today the Shamish, the Ner, which is the Ner Ma'arovi? Was it in the middle? Was it three in the side and three in the side, and that was in the middle? Or it was facing the west towards the Kodesh Kadoshim? Machlek is exactly where, how the Menorah was standing in the Mishkan. Say the Kubalim, this is the Kudo. Shabbos has a Pchino, the Shvi has a Pchino of being the edge, but Shabbos has another Nekudah of being the middle, the lave of the entire week, where the days of the week are surrounding it. And that is the lave, that's the middle, that's the shayrish of the Heichal HaKodesh of the middle of the week. And I heard a beautiful idea from Rabbi Elisha Horvitz Shlita. It says that B'Sifri Chasidus, that we know that Shir Shul Yoyim of Wednesday, we say that Tehillim Perek Tzadik Dalet, Kel Nekomos Hashem. But then we finish it and we continue three more psukim from Perek Tzadikei. And what are the three more psukim that we continue? Lechu ne'anun ala Hashem ne'ril tzoyishenu, ne'kod no'pod of besoidus mireris ne'ir aloi, kel gadol Hashem el gadol kol Elohim. These three psukim is the psukim of Lechadoiti that we say on Friday night. Lechu ne'anun ala Hashem. Why? Because on Wednesday we're starting to prepare for Shabbos. So we add to the Shir Shul Yom of Wednesday, the psukim of Lechu ne'anun ala Hashem, telling us we here starting the preparation of Kedusha of Shabbos. Wednesday is already the hachono for the Shabbos to come. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.